Log Talk Radio.
Good evening, good evening, good evening. This is your brother Elohim. We're here on Sunday for another day in my house. Yeah, my house. What you should be eating. Maybe we'll talk a little bit about coronavirus. Talk about a few things. as I walk the path of being honest and good, I will keep my mind focused on reading what you saw. By doing this, I'll be walking the path to enlightenment, and I'm going to get what I want. Get what I want. Boy, boy, boy. It sounds strange that you're worried about what you want. You need to be thinking about what you want all the time. That's what you should be working towards, okay? Now, what I'm going to do, since we're talking about health, I was referring to the Bible, because that code book can get us out of a lot of trouble, okay? The cults have been pushing the book in a manner that we don't really know how to read it. So that's why I speak on it almost every day, because we need to learn how to read it, okay? We're miserable, and they're using that misery to promote their little cult agendas, and it's not really helping the people. I mean, okay, so topic of the day is health. So let's deal with some of the things we need to deal with when it comes to health. Some of the things we really need to be thinking about. A lot of times we don't, but we should, you know. All those who follow the book say they follow the book, right? Since they don't really know how to read the book. They're reading the words, but they can't really see what's going on, you know. And Genesis 1:29, it tells you, I've given you every herb and seed bread and plant for meat, not for flesh, but for meat. So we're supposed to be eating meat, but meat as described in Genesis, not flesh. Okay? So we're supposed to be vegetarians and vegan, all of that. And these people walk around with their book every day and don't know. Sometimes they persecute people because they don't eat pork. But it says in the book, not only should you not eat pork, don't touch it. Don't touch its carcass. It's all that's in there. what I'm going to do, I'm going to read a few things from the book that we should be dealing with. Now, last week, we went through, last week we were on vitamin A, okay? So this week, let's tackle vitamin C, okay? Assist in formation and maintenance of skin and mucus membranes that line the body cavities and tracts, such as nasal passages and the intestinal tract. This increases resistance to infection. Intestinal tract is really important because that's where your immune system is. Functions as vital process forms visual purple, thus promoting healthy eye tissues and eye adaption to dim light. Okay? So if you have a little trouble, think about what I'm saying. If you have a little trouble, you know, and when there's not enough light, it could be just not getting enough light from the street, you know, or what they call a sulfuric acid. Okay? So what are some of the sources that you can get this vitamin C from? We're talking broccoli, orange, grapefruit, papaya, mango, strawberries. And didn't mention flesh, but those are some of the places you can get your vitamin C from. In fact, broccoli is one of the vegetables mentioned in the five vegetable diet that I have set up that we should eat every day, you know, to help us help the body maintain a certain youth. The diet that I recommend, I actually call it an age reduction diet. Because when you get to a certain age and the gray hair is getting grayer and grayer and grayer and no hair is turning black, then it means that you're not eating to produce the perfect cells, okay? And if you're eating to produce the perfect cells, those those cells are literally rejuvenating the body. You know, it takes a long time because we've been eating wrong. We've been eating wrong for such a long time because this system is not teaching us how to eat properly. When you go to the doctor for a checkup, they're not supposed to find anything. They're supposed to check you out, tell you everything is fine, send you back home on your way. But that's not what's going on, okay? Now, these are the things that you have to focus on. Make sure you get enough in your system every day. Okay? Let's go over all of the things that you need. Okay, we're not going to do it in depth on everything, but I'm just going to mention the stuff that you might need. You know, you need your proteins. Right? Basically, you need your carbohydrates. You need your fat, vitamin A, which is retinol. Vitamin C, which they call ascorbic acid. You need thiamine, which is vitamin B1. Riboflavin, vitamin B2. Okay. You need niacin, calcium, iron. These are the things that you definitely have to have. And all these things work together to do what? They work together to produce a perfect cell. That's what they do. And in fact, we're going to run down all of them and pay where to get these things from. You know, we just did vitamin C. So let's do the assignment. We're going to do this every week. So you can write it down or you can go back and listen to the show, download the show of this. Okay? Now, from the thiamine or vitamin B1, they recommend lean pork, nuts, fortified cereal products, okay? For the riboflavin, they say that you can get that from liver, milk, yogurt, cottage cheese, all right? The niacin, you can get that from liver, meat, poultry, fish, peanuts, fortified cereal products. And you can get your niacin from that, you know. Now, the calcium, you get that from milk, yogurt, cheese, sardines, salmon, wood bones, wood bone, garlic, now collard greens, kale, mustard, and turnip greens. This is calcium. See, your collard greens, kale, mustard greens, turnip greens. So those greens have calcium. So if you're worried about your bones, you can get some of the vegetables to get your bones up, okay? Then the iron, you can get the enriched, like farina, prune juice, whatever, dried beans and peas, red meat, iron fortified cereals, okay? These are where you get some of the stuff from. There's other places you can get the stuff from too, but you have to do your own research. You have to go in and look and figure out. In other words, you got to be your own doctor, man, you know? This isn't a Bible physician, heal yourself. The doctors aren't smarter than you. The only difference is that while you're out dancing in the clubs, they read medical books, all right? While you're out playing football, okay, basketball, while you're out shooting pool, they're reading medical books. And while you're reading books about laptops and things of that nature, they're reading medical books, okay? If you want to know what they know, then you can read the books that they're reading, all right? This will give you a good idea of what's going on and what's happening out there, all right? Now, we have what we call an introduction diet that we talk about. We talk about it every week. We're going to be talking about this age reduction diet. Right? Now, if you have problems with it, call in. If you have things that you don't understand about the diet, call in. The main thing that we want to do is upgrade your thought process on the diet itself. Right? Now, let's deal with that. Let's upgrade your thought process on the diet itself. All right? A According to the book, you only need 26 grams of protein for a whole day. All right. Cancer is a protein derivative. So the 3 meal a day diet that you got, that they have you on, is too much protein. Actually, too much protein, you know? Well, I'm a bodybuilder and a weightlifter, and I need this protein. But you can get it from other sources. You don't have to get it from flesh. In other words, there's other ways to get your protein. You got vegetables that have proteins in them too. All right? So you need to. But like I say, you need to do your own research. You need to check this stuff out for yourself. Okay? Now, let's go over the diet. You can download these shows at any time to get this information because Blog Talk Radio records all the sessions. And you can write this stuff down and you'll be right on point with everything, okay? Now, okay, let's go over the diet. Well, the first thing we have to think about is why are we eating? What are you eating for? I mean, you're eating to gain weight, lose weight, get fat. I get that. I mean, you're eating because you have a certain vitamin deficiency, or you're eating certain extra foods to make up for the vitamin deficiency, and that's what's going on. But basically, we should be eating to make the perfect cell. How do you make the perfect cell? Good question. The thought process that we use in terms of eating, your stomach is an oven, okay, 98.6 degrees normally, and it literally cooks the food, use acids and things like that there to break the food down, and they break the food down into certain molecules, and each molecule has a certain size. When it goes to the bloodstream, when it gets to a certain area, it drops off. The stuff that it needs in that area drops it off so that it can help your body build back what you're losing every day. Okay? You see you up and moving around every day, you know? So, so you have to think in terms of if the body is an oven, what do I put in the oven to make that perfect cell? Think of the ingredients to the perfect cell as a cake. You're making a cake. If you put all of the ingredients in cake recipe, that cake is going to come out just great. It's going to have a perfect cake every time, you know? Now, most of us are having problems, health problems, because we're producing defective cells. If you leave, let's say you make a cake and don't put no sugar in it, cake don't taste good. Shit, you make a cake, don't put no leavening in it, it ain't going to rise properly, all right? So I'm just saying, you know, if you leave out the flour, you leave out the margarine or the oil or whatever you put in your cake. You know what I mean? Leave out the eggs. If you leave anything out, the cake is not going to come out like it's supposed to. All right? And if the cake don't come out like it's supposed to, and every day you're making these cakes that taste like crap, right, that don't come out right, what's going to be full? Your trash can is going to be full because you're going to be throwing those cakes in the trash, right? Your stool is not going to be right because the cake becomes a waste. The food becomes a waste when you're eating it. And each ingredient in the cake works with the other ingredient to make the cake, okay? And that's how your system works. So we recommend these five vegetables. Eat these five vegetables. These five vegetables will produce all of the minerals and nutrients that you need, except for two. It's not quite enough vitamin A, quite enough vitamin B4. Okay? So when you season your vegetables, we recommend you season your vegetables with paprika or cayenne pepper and sage. This will give you a vitamin B4. And every once or twice a week, add some brown rice into your diet. More vitamin B4. Vitamin B4 is covered by bran. Okay. And this will put your system on the right track. You start doing this, and you'd be surprised at how good it is. Now, I was drinking coffee every once or twice a week because coffee creates cancer. So I was drinking coffee once or twice a week, and I was functioning, but there's something wrong here. So one week I said, well, I'm not going to drink no coffee this week. I like coffee. Coffee's really good. I mean, for me, it's just like a beverage that I really enjoy drinking, you know? So one week I decided I'm not going to do the coffee. So that Monday, that Tuesday, that Wednesday, I was dragging. I was all sluggish. I really wanted some more coffee with caffeine. I'm craving caffeine. I'm not caffeine junk. It took me 3 days for my body to wind down off of the caffeine. Then after that, I realized that when I take those little, like a 2-hour nap or a 3-hour nap, I feel energized. I feel so much better, you know, because when I'm sleeping, I'm sleeping. And when I wake up, I feel vitalized. I'm ready to go because I've actually gotten some rest. So the caffeine, you're not really resting properly with the caffeine. That's why the people are taking sleeping pills. You know what I mean? Because they take so much caffeine to keep them going that they need something. The caffeine is an upper. They need something as a downer. Excuse me. They need some kind of downer to go to sleep, you know? And this is what we're talking about. When you're not eating properly and putting, like, little things in your system to make things happen. It's just not happening. Oh, excuse me. So this is why we recommend this particular diet. If you figure out a way to consume these 5 vegetables to begin your day, I ain't talking about eggs, bacon, and pancakes, and these are the worst foods in the world to eat, you know? Without the system having all of the nutrients in the body, you know what I'm saying, to break this stuff down. So if you, let's say you take the 5 vegetables, let's start, get creative here. You take the 5 vegetables, vegetables are the greatest tasting stuff in the world because you have to, because your palate is used to certain things. And straight up vegetables is not one of them. You're used to the sugar, the sweet, all that stuff, you know what I mean? And you're used to the sodium, which makes food taste so good. The sodium is something, boy. So you're used to that taste, those flavors, you know? So what you need to do is you can add different seasonings into your food and make them taste good. Now, I'm going to mention some of the seasons that you can add into the food to make the food taste good, but it also acts as a medicine as well, because all of the things I'm going to mention, they can double as medicine, all right? So we're talking garlic, you know. Doctors say don't recommend too much garlic. They say garlic has some kind of poison in it. Those you haven't heard of Dr. Sabi, go Google Dr. Sabi and look up what he'd be talking about, you know, because he's saying that all disease comes from mucus. If you come back on mucus, if you have get on a mucusless diet, whatever disease you have, he says it will go away. Okay? Now, so we got garlic. We got sage, last we got paprika, we got cayenne pepper, we got oregano, okay? We got ginger, we got turmeric, And these are seasons. You have rosemary. Okay. I recommend flaxseed. Often the taste, but flaxseed don't really alter the taste that much. But flaxseed is like a superfood, so it's really good for you this season to put a little flaxseed in your food as well. We talk onions, okay? Now, if you're going to eat onions with your meal, add a little extra water, a little extra liquid. Turn your vegetables into like a soup. That helps good with varicose veins and blood clots, right? Onion soup. This is according to Dr. Paul, you know? He's a herbologist that that I like. Okay. Now, yeah, onions. Well, I don't. Pepper tastes good, but the body don't actually digest pepper, so you have to be careful with your pepper consumption. All right. What else do we have? That's pretty much all the seasons that I use. Now, every now and then I get some bacon bits. Right, they got soy bacon mixed out there. Give you that light barbecue flavor, you know, that smoked flavor. Not so much barbecue, but the smoked flavor. Okay. Now, certain other things you can put in there that help out if you're really going for taste because you eat vegetables every day. You know, we're talking soy sauce. Teriyaki sauce. I use soy sauce. I use teriyaki sauce just for flavor, you know. That's all. Also, certain days, like tomatoes. I don't recommend a lot of tomatoes because histamine and tomatoes adversely work against joints. So do onions, so that you have to be careful about the onions too. But these are some of the seasons that you can use to make vegetables taste good. You know, now if you're on medication, you have to be careful how much of these seasons you put in because these seasons are actually medication. These seasons are actually things that can help cure certain things in the body, okay? I don't recommend too much turmeric because too much turmeric I don't recommend too much turmeric, okay? But these are the seasons that I use, you know? And now I use sage. They have a sage seasoning, okay, that you can use. Cajun seasoning you can use. I meant to say, those are my Cajun seasoning. They have a Cajun seasoning you can use. I learned this from memory. I didn't write stuff down. Maybe I will put it in maybe I'll write all these seasons down so I can go through a little quicker. Now, you need to do the research on these seasons, find out what's in them, what kind of effects they have on the body. Don't just take stuff. People be saying, this is good, and that's good, you know, and everybody running around taking sea moss, because sea moss is supposed to stop the coronavirus, you know. Listen, I don't care what you're taking out there. If you're a guy taking too much sea moss, it will affect your libido, okay? So be careful how much sea moss you're taking out there, all right? Now, those are pretty much quite a few seasons that you can use, so your food will taste really, really good. Now, I use the sugar that I use is Jamaican brown sugar. I don't use regular brown sugar. That's just cane sugar with molasses in it. That's not what you want. It might taste good on certain foods that you cook, but I don't recommend using that sugar. Jamaican brown sugar is what I use. It's actually cane sugar, but you get it in a crystal form. And the cane sugar is not bad for you. It's the process that they use to make sugar. That's what turns sugar bad, you know? So that's sugar I use. Jamaican brown sugar. It's like little brown crystals. They have turbinado sugar, too, but I think it's Jamaican brown sugar. This is my opinion now. Okay. So then you get a little sugar in there. What I do that's twice a week I go red. I put some, add extra water into the vegetables when I cook. Yeah, I boil my vegetables, you know. And when I boil the vegetables, I don't throw out the water. And that's the key to when you boil the vegetables. A lot of the vitamins, minerals, and nutrients be in the water. So I don't throw out the water. I drink the water. Sometimes as a soup, I make a soup out of the water, right, that comes from the vegetables. Depends on how I'm eating. Now, if it's a red day, right, I might put some tomato soup in there, okay? And that will help me drink the water. I use the vegetables set up as a soup. I'm just giving you different ways to deal with the diet, deal with the food, stuff like that there, so you'll be on time with everything, so you'll be able to make the food taste good, you know, like that. So this is some of the things that I do to make food taste better, right? Now, you need to consume food. So I make a fruit smoothie. I got like 19 different fruits that I use to make my fruit smoothie. I try to take one of those once a day, but sometimes I don't always get to the fruit smoothie. Now, the fruit that I use, because I suggest that we have fruit every day on our diet, you'd be amazed at the nutrients and stuff that's in the fruit, okay? Now, when I make my fruit smoothie, this is what I do. I put a banana, watermelon, cantaloupe, blueberries, strawberries, pineapple. I put what else goes with the pineapple? I put apples, peaches, okay? And I have a fruit juice mix made out of 3 or 4 fruits that I mix together with lemon juice. And I use that to, I put that in with fruit. And when I grind it up, I get a nice little smoothie, you know? But those are the best I'm doing. I also, sometimes I put cranberries in. It just depends. That's like 17 or 18 vegetables that I use. I mix together a fruit smoothie, and it works out pretty good. Now, a lot of times, because of the way you're eating, okay, sometimes if you're out moving around, if you're an elderly person, you might need a little extra iron. So before I eat, I might take maybe a quarter cup of prune juice just to give it a little extra iron. You know, because when you get older, you might need a little more iron. You know, you have to care. Not too much of anything. Too much of energy screws up the shit. Okay? Now, basically, that's basically what I do. Now, I get this when I get up in the morning. I eat in the morning, okay? I know some naturopathic healers, they shouldn't eat before 10 o'clock in the morning. But I eat in the morning. I get up 4 o'clock, and part of my ritual, okay, is when I put the food on, while the food is cooking, I cook my food for 10 minutes. Like I said, I boil my food. Sometimes you shouldn't be boiling your food. You're losing minerals. But I drink the liquid. That's the whole thing. A lot of times, like I said, when you boil your food, the minerals and vitamins go into the liquid. I remember that our mama used to make us drink the green juice when we had collard greens. We would drink some of the green juice, you know, and she would make us just drink not a lot of it, but we would drink some of the green juice to get some of the minerals and stuff from the collard green. Because what we didn't understand is that unless you pressure cook collard green, all right, the body don't digest the collard greens too well because the density of the molecular structure of the collard greens is so dense that you have to pressure cook the collard greens to break the collard greens up so that the body can digest it easily, you know? So that's basically the whole 9 yards. That's basically everything that I'll be dealing with. Now, if you're if you are getting up in age and your hair is just turning gray, and there's no black coming back into your hair and into your in your hair, then then that your the aging process is really kicking in more and more, because if you're eating properly, that aging process should begin to reduce itself. Okay. That's the only problem I have with Dr. Sabi. When I look at Dr. Sabi, there's no black in his beard. There's no black in his hair. You know what I mean? It's not gray, but there's no black there, you know? So I'm saying, just because you're a vegetarian, you have to eat vegetables in a certain combination. Now, the five vegetables that I mentioned, you know, now you can do your own research and you can mix and match other vegetables that have the same nutrient content as the five vegetables, if you want, you know, like yams. I'm not talking about sweet potatoes, okay, because sweet potatoes and yams are two different things. The yam is an African vegetable, right? And you can get it at Walmart and some of the Jamaican stores. But the sweet potatoes that we're eating, the little orange thing that they're calling yams, they're not yams. That's just sweet potatoes, okay? Yams is an African vegetable. And the yams taste pretty good. It almost tastes like, it almost tastes like potatoes to me. In fact, if you go to some of the Jamaican, and eat at some of the Jamaican restaurants, they'll have yams in the fruit. And now the yams won't be orange, they'll be white. And now the yams are pretty expensive. When I look at the Jamaican stuff, they're pretty expensive. Walmart sells them pretty cheap because of the volume that Walmart be buying. So the yams are pretty cheap at Walmart. So, I get them from Walmart, but sometimes I get them from the Jamaican store. Jamaican store, they need money too. So I pay a little extra money just to support the Jamaican store sometimes, or the Caribbean store that's in my neighborhood, you know. You want to spend as much money in your neighborhood as possible. It helps your neighborhood, believe it or not. It helps your neighborhood stores and things like that, you know. Try not to take too much money out of your neighborhood when you're spending. But if you're on a tight budget like me, I want to fix that budget. So I have to go out the neighborhood to get some things, because to keep filling this budget, I have to break this, to stay on the budget, I have to go out the neighborhood because I have to buy certain things at a certain price. You know, I haven't done the coupon thing yet, but bless them sisters and brothers that do the coupons. I just, the patience to going through the coupons, and but it's a little tricky for me. So I just add the extra cost into the budget, and I break everything down 50%, and it kind of works for me, you know. So what I'm saying is that you can mix and match, you can mix and match things, and you can add things into your diet. Now, if you're having trouble with your eyesight, you know, the yams or the sweet potatoes, add the yams and sweet potatoes in with the five vegetables, you know, two or three times a week, because you might have a shortage of beta carotene in the future. But I will upgrade the beta carotene, and you'll be able to see a little better, you know. Like that. But what I'm saying, under no circumstances should you be getting up in the morning eating bacon, eggs, and home fries. Under no circumstance. Just saying. You know, that's the worst meal of the day. And now I've been, I take my vitals every day because I'll be trying to experiment with the foods, even with the flesh. You know, I'll be experimenting with the stuff, you know. My vitals change. If I get too much sodium in my system, that kicks my blood pressure up. And so my blood pressure should be 120 over 80. It goes up to maybe 150 over 90, you know, just by changing what I'm eating every day, just the things that I eat every day. And it makes a difference. I have these little machines and stuff that I use to take my vitals every day. And everything that you eat from day to day changes your vital signs, you know. Now, my machine says I have irregular heartbeat. So this is why I make sure twice a week I go red, get them tomatoes, eat tomato soup, or sometimes I break up some spaghetti and put it in the water when I boil my vegetable oil. And I make I put some that they use in the teachers and stuff, marinara salt. I put marinara salt in it, you know. It's just something different. It makes the food taste better, you know. And I feel like I'm eating spaghetti, you know. And it tastes pretty good. But I go red twice a week. I don't do red every day. Cause, you know, like I said, because of the histamine, and there's a lot of problems with that fruit. You know, where everybody knows tomatoes now. That's what's the fruit. So, but I do go red twice a week. And, because you have to be careful, especially when you get up there in age, and I'm up there in age, okay, because your joints, onion and tomatoes affects your joints because of the uric acid content that's in there. And the uric acid would eat away at the, I forget what you call things in between the joints. it will eat away at that, and you'll be walking with bone on bone. And it gets a little painful after a while, you know what I mean? So, excuse me. So I recommend to get that tomato in twice a week, but not, don't eat tomatoes every day. I don't recommend that, you know. And every day I'm going through different foods, excuse me, if you have a certain deficiency or whatever, you can literally cure your problems through the food. Trying to keep everybody to stay away from the drug dealers. But if the system has gotten so bad because they've been pushing a 3-meal-a-day diet at you, and man, we love, we get so hooked on the 3-meal-a-days. We've been doing it for so long that our body's in bad shape. So it takes a little while. You know, sometimes 20, 30 years, depending on how old you are, you've been eating wrong for 40, 50 years, and it's not going to change overnight. So it's going to take a little while for your body to begin to break this stuff down. But like Dr. Faley says, your body can cure everything. You just have to do some research, do some study, you know. They got some detox stuff out there for the liver. They got some colon cleansing stuff out there for the colon so that you can clean your system up. And, I've never taken a colon cleanse or a liver detox because I've been a vegetarian for what? I'm going to say at least 45 years. I've been a vegetarian for 45 years. So I'm just now experimenting with different things because I'm talking about foods all the time, and I don't want to mislead nobody. But you have to remember, everybody's body is different. Your body is unique, and there's certain things that are happening in your body that's unique to you. So you can't always go by what the recommended levels are for your body. You have to realize what works for you, okay? And it depends on how long you're trying to live. And like I say, what you're eating for, why are you eating? You know, if you're eating to make that perfect cell, this is what we suggest. This is what I suggest, how you eat, you know? As the Ottoman Muhammad calls it, eating to live, you know, not living to eat, okay? Now, he died at a very young age. He was 90-something when he died. To me, that's young. Because we should be living no less than 200 years. We should be here for at least 200 years. And not on a walker where we can barely get around and all looking like an old dried up prune. You know, you see some of these people in the 80s and 90s, they look a mess, you know? And we shouldn't come to that, you know? Because we're supposed to know better. We're supposed to be learning. training ourselves. You know, like I said, the doctors aren't smarter than you. The only difference between the doctor and you is the books that they read. While we read novels and comics and, you know, while we out playing football and basketball, knowing that we're not turning pro, we out there playing little games and stuff, they're reading medical books. They're sitting at home studying medicine. You know, this is why they know more than you, because they spend the time to learn. This is what we suggest you do. Take time to sit down and learn. Stop watching all the episodes. Leave some of the episodes alone. Open up the medical books. You know what I mean? To learn more about your systems, your diet, the nine systems that and how they work, the way that they work, how your nine systems work together to keep the body functioning properly, you know, and how the molecular structure of the different foods, how the body breaks it down and deliver it to different parts of the body, you know. The blood vessels are they're actually amazing. You have blood vessels everywhere, and the molecules, the molecular structure of the blood vessels have different sizes, which people don't really study, but they have different sizes, and the minerals and nutrients are this different size on their molecular structure that will pass through your blood vessels and go into the areas where it needs. Yeah? Well, how do you think you get oxygen to different parts of the body? You know, the oxygen molecule is a certain size, and it will pass through your blood vessels to deliver oxygen to different parts of the body. That's what I'm saying. You have to do a little research, do a little study, and figure out how this stuff works, you know. And once you figure out how everything works, you'll be more comfortable eating a certain way, you know. But the program that this system puts in our brain is so strong. It's unbelievable. I mean, I'm sitting here, I'd be craving salami. I love salami, but I don't eat no salami, but my body be asking for it. Why is my body asking for salami? I've been a vegetarian forever, so my body wants salami. Now they got vegan salami, vegan sauce, they got vegan everything, you know what I mean? I go out, I have to buy this this stuff. It don't taste like the real thing. It's close, but it don't taste like the real thing. But your body be craving. This is the program that you've been under for so long. Like, you know, man, pancakes and waffles, holy crap. They're good, you know? So how do you eat pancakes and waffles? I mean, they're vegan, vegetarian, pancakes and waffles. There's nothing but flour and water. It depends on how you make your pancakes and stuff. But if you eat those five vegetables in the morning or as your first meal, right, you can have those little things during the day if you want, you know. You can even eat some everybody swears against cow's milk, all right? But you can consume some cow's milk, not that much. You know, don't just go crazy if you know, because the milk is made for cows because it has genetic information in it for the cow, you know? And if you drink too much cow's milk, you wonder how you're big as a cow, wonder how you're getting so fat, you know? But I'm just saying you can have little things, especially if you've been eating flesh for a long time and you start to break down off of it, you know. So if you have those five vegetables during the day, now a lot of times you don't want to, you can make smoothies, okay? You can make smoothies out of the vegetables, you know, put them in the grinder, drink. You can drink your vegetables in the morning. You know, I do that sometimes too. I just grind them up, drink them one down, you know, and I don't cool them off. I grind them up hot and I drink the vegetables hot, like a meal, because that's what it actually is. I drink the vegetables hot, you know. I'm just going through the different things that I go through because I'm on track to be here till I'm 200. I spent 3 days in the hospital, and they checked everything. I mean, they stuck me so full of holes, it was unbelievable. They were poking, taking blood. Every time I turn around, they come taking blood and poking, you know. I was thinking these people might be trying to clone me. That's what I was thinking, you know. But they checked everything. They found blood clots, okay? So that's what I went on the, I started adding the onions into my water so I can make the onion soup for the vegetables. Now, my vegetables become the onion soup. I'm making a vegetable soup now. And to counteract the blood clot, that's what I'm doing. And they gave me some stuff called Xarelto, and the name sounds so familiar when the doctor mentioned. I don't know, just thought about me. They have been pushing, the drug dealers have been pushing this Xarelto real hard on TV, you know. So I took it for about a week, and then I stopped. You know, I'm not silly. I don't want to go strictly against what the doctors who are supposed to be our experts are saying. But I know that they are not healers. You know what I'm saying? The pharmaceutical companies are doing the healing, not the doctor. And the drug dealers have one thing on their mind. Make sure you're taking drugs. They want you taking some kind of drugs, you know. And most of the drugs have side effects. So if you take them for a certain amount of time, you're going to need drugs for some of the side effects, you know. I got a brother that's taking 12 pills a day. 12 pills a day. I can't imagine, you know, what he's going through, taking 12 pills. But he seems happy. He's following what the doctor's saying. And if you're taking 12 pills a day, you better hold the doctor's hands. I'm telling you, you listen to what they're saying because they know the chemicals. They study the chemicals and the reaction that you're getting, you know. And but he has changed his diet a little bit, so he's eating better. You know, he tells me some of the stuff that he's eating. He said, "Oh man, I made some pancakes, some wheatina in it. Man, it was so good." Bro, I can imagine. You know what I mean? I can imagine how that's clogging the system up. But I don't say anything. You know, he knows how I eat. Okay. And he's adamant about how he's eating, but the way he cooks his salmon, the brother can cook. That's another thing too. His brother can burn. I mean, he cooks real good. But I don't eat the stuff that he's cooking. But he tells me about it, the recipes and all that. So I listen, you know. But everything depends on you. It's your body. And you have to put in your mind how long you want to live. If you want to live 50, 60, 70, 80, 90, 100 years, or you want to go beyond that, then you can come up with solutions for that. This was a solution that I came up with, and it works pretty good, you know. My black hair is coming back to my head, all that, you know what I mean? The only problem I've been having is that I haven't been doing what I'm supposed to be doing for my teeth, you know. I don't know why. It's part of my program, I guess. But if you gargle with coconut oil, okay, it would help your gums and your teeth and all that, you know. So that it works pretty good, you know. And based on my research and what people have been doing, it literally eliminates the bacteria causing the decay. And your actual original teeth will begin to grow back if you do this, you know, religiously. Okay, so we'll see, you know, it's a long-term process because it takes time for teeth to grow back. It's not, unless you're going to have them already pulled out, right? You know, your literal teeth aren't going to grow back if you had them pulled out, but the teeth that decayed, cavities and all that, all those cavities will go away because the coconut oil is supposed to eliminate the bacteria that's causing the decay for your teeth. Okay. Now I don't wear dentures, right? I could use a couple, but I wear dentures, and I haven't had my teeth pulled, so I'm trying to see if this where it's working so far. There's no pain, there's no tooth decay, and I'm like, yeah, the tooth decay is, you know, it's so far it's working. So we'll see. You know what I mean? But like I said, there's remedies to everything out there, but you have to get up off the butt and look for it. All right? You can't just totally depend on the doctors because they work for the drug dealers, and their job is to push the drug. How do you think they get on them big machines and all that stuff they got in there? Those machines are really expensive. And the drug boys make sure that they have the machine so that they can diagnose and tell you, oh, wait a minute, you need this and you need that. Now, what I did get from the doctor that I can use, she gave me some probiotic pill. Well, that helps me in my budget because I didn't do the workup on the stuff she gave me, which I need to. But it helps my budget because I use Golden Seal. And that Golden Seal is expensive, $25, $30 a bottle, you know, and they can't get that on SSI. SSI, Social Security, they'll be paying for Golden Seal. So, but I run a strict budget. I keep my budget pretty strict, you know. So any little thing that can help out with the budget, that's fine. And she says she'll give me as much probiotics as she wants. Well, it's coming from the drug boys. So, somehow, now she suggested that I take the probiotics every day. Why would I take probiotics every day if I don't feel that my system's off? Because if you get too much probiotics, like too much of anything is bad, too much negative bacteria, you know, or biotics work against you as well. So you have to maintain a balance. One third, I think that's the level of negative biotics supposed to have. I think it's one third, and the other two thirds. It was one quarter or three quarters. I have to check. It's been so long since I thought about that. But you have to maintain a certain level of both. Now, the antibiotics that you get from the doctor kills everything. Negative, positive. If there's a bacteria in there, a negative, the antibiotics is coming out, bam, it wipes everything out. And then your body has to build back up from there, you know, based on what you're eating. I was in the hospital for 3 days. The food in there, feeding these people, I don't know how they get well eating that stuff, you know. And the dietitian had a little trouble feeding me. So one of the brothers from downstairs was bringing me up cereal and stuff, you know. So I was just eating cereal right out of the box, you know what I mean? Just keep going. And the doctor came and said, well, we can't keep you here too long because you're not eating anything. You can't stay here living off cereal, you know. Well, but they did sign a vegetable patty that they was putting on the plate. And then the doctor sent some collard greens and some black-eyed peas, you know what I'm saying? Who's this dietitian down here? You know, that's collard greens and black eyed peas. That's our food. That's our food. That's what she was sending out. Feed this Negro family. You know, and it worked out pretty good. Those that are on the line, I want to thank you so much. I really appreciate you calling in and listening in to my rant and rave about diet and stuff. I hope that you got something out of this. Now, remember, you can also download the shows, and you can listen to, you can download the show, all shows recorded, and you'll be able to, write down or, make a study of some of the stuff that I'm saying, okay? But remember, the Bible says, physician heal thyself, so go to work, man. Don't be out here sick, you know? I've walked the path of divine energy today. And did not break the universal law of reach. So all energy went out for a divine purpose, and I will reap what I have sown this day. All that I put out, I eagerly embrace its return. So let it be written, so let it be done. Well, we got about 29 seconds here. I see, normally around 10 minutes in, I usually plug 1927, and I see this number up there. Well, we only got 10 seconds. So, like I said, thanks a lot for being on the line. And I will chit-chat with you again tomorrow. Brother Matt, we out of time, man. We'll talk tomorrow, though. Much love, man.